RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and
morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, hour number three already on this Sunday morning. Christmas is, boy, they're in the fog lights this morning. I've gotten in the last 30 minutes, three different dense fog advisories, and I mean, it's everybody. I thought it was just probably me here on the bay socked in like it is, but man, San Jacinto, Polk, Montgomery, Northern Liberty, Colorado, Austin, Waller, Inland Harris in Chambers County, where I'm at, Wharton, Fort Bend, Inland Matagorda, Inland Brazoria, Inland Galveston, Southern Liberty, and Coastal Harris County in Matagorda, Brazoria, Galveston, Matagorda Islands, Brazoria Islands, I mean, Bolivar, you name it, even Conroe, Liberty, Brookshire, Katy, Friendswood, Baytown, I mean, this list is longer than I'd like to read, but you get the picture. Dense visibility is 1/4 mile or less. So this warm up this time of year, this is what we get. So here we go. All right, let's go down south. Let's talk to Captain Rihanna this morning, see how she's doing. Good morning, Rihanna. What are you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm watching this fog that you just mentioned roll in.
You got it bad down your way?
Thick, yeah. I can't even see in my pasture right now. It's that thick. Yeah, it's dense.
There's no cows out there. Can't see them.
Can't see them. Can't see the cows. You're in trouble.
Can't see them. Can't hear them.
Yeah. I wouldn't like to be on the water this morning.
Man.
Fog. I've been out there when it's like this before, and it's not fun. This is one thing that genuinely concerns me on the water is fog. Because sometimes your Simrad or your GPS, whatever, if you've got a Garmin or whatever, it can go out in this stuff. And you lose that, you're done. You're done. And I don't like to rely simply on the SIMRAD for navigation. So, yeah, it's dangerous. These conditions right here is dangerous even when it's sunny. When you can barely see in front the edge of the bow. Oh, yeah. That's enough to get your hair standing up. It's
When I was young, I used to go in this stuff this time of year, man. I mean, I'd live for Christmas vacation. Mm-hmm. Nobody was really fishing, and you had any flat in the bay system you wanted to yourself waiting, and boy, we used to catch some giant trout in a fog like this. But, boy, when you hear a boat coming, and you're vulnerable. I mean, you're out there in it, and for them to be able to detect you or see you, just one person standing on a flat like that, and at I made it this far. Can't believe it. I've had some close calls.
Well, glad you're still here, Mickey.
Yeah, me too. It's, give me a couple of more, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I know when I was pre-fishing for the Legends one morning, we went through some fog like this, and I had somebody with me, I had a friend with me, and I told her, I said, man, take a video, because the fog was just above the water, and so it looked like we were going through a tunnel or something. It was so visually, it was
kind of like when you're driving in a low area and you go under the fog. That's pretty cool,
right? Yeah, that was really neat. And then all of a sudden, it got to where it was so dense where I couldn't see, and I was like, man, let's slow down. I said, we were the first ones to go out. It was early, and I was like, man, you never know, there could be somebody right here.
Sure.
Oh, we were out deep on a drop-off, running that drop-off line, and I said, man, but still, you just never know. Sometimes that fog looks really neat, the way it forms right above the water. But anyways, this time of year, when we get these warm-ups, it's been in the 80s. I mean, yesterday it was warm down here.
Yeah.
So we see this when the water temperature is cooler than the air temperature, it's what happens. And I necessarily don't enjoy it. I prefer the ideal conditions for me for trout fishing. This is just what I wish it could be every day. And, of course, it can never be perfect out there every day. It's overcast, a little bit of wind, and cold, and drizzle. If it's drizzling on top of all that, so basically nasty conditions is, in my mind, most favorable for big trout. I had one day like that.
You bet.
Yep, and this last week has been, it's been clear, clear skies, calm. There was one day where the wind completely died on us, and it was tough during that time, during that period when the wind doesn't blow.
Y'all just don't get any water movement.
No, and
seeing up here, it's just opposite. Man, when it gets calm like that, we'd do so much better. But
this was
some wind down there.
Yeah, this was in Mansfield, though, but still, even with no wind blowing like that, super high pressure, there was cobwebs flying in the air, stuck to my rod tip, and I told my guys.
Yeah, Brian and Barrera and I were talking about that Friday morning, man. Two kisses of death, a high gray liner and dead calm, and floating cobwebs.
Yep.
High pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I saw that, you could just feel it. I could feel it in my sinuses. And I was like, man, you know what? And then one day this week, I went out by myself in a, sight casting. Sometimes I'll just, when the wind dies like that a little bit, gets later in the day, I'll hop on the boat, stand up on the burn bar, and just look.
Yeah.
Drift and look at everything. And right now we've got some really dense grass mats in some areas up on the flats. And around those dense grass mats, we're seeing a lot of bait and a lot of redfish around there. When you see those big reds, those big trout are nearby. That's the trend that we've been seeing down here. When we get on bigger redfish, when we start getting into bigger redfish, that's when, boom, all of a sudden there's a big trout in, mixed in there with them. And so one of these days, what's today, Sunday? It was on Thursday, was whenever I went out there by myself and just, I fished all day. I didn't come in till about 4:30, and just trying to figure it out during that high pressure. I was like, you know what? This is, these conditions right here with, and I always struggle with it, not just the mental part of it, but the actual physical aspect of getting them to bite. So I was trying to figure them out, trying to see, trying to look and figure out what they're doing, if I could see them. And so later in the afternoon, when the wind died, I stood up on the burn bar, and the what wind was existing was barely pushing me through. And so I was able to see in those potholes, and came across, I swear it was at least, I came across at least 30 to 40 redfish. They were just cruising the flat. They were cruising. Some of them were cruising in little pods. You know, you'd see three to four, you'd see two, you'd see another bunch of four. And I sight casted to at least 10 of them. I'm not even joking. At least 10 of them with a down south supermodel. It was a white custom paint. It's got orange right on the throat. Real pretty supermodel. And all of them just skirted off. They just darted
stuck
right off.
They out at you. We're not interested. We're not, buying that. We've seen that before.
Nope.
We don't want it.
I was like, man, if those redfish are not going for this lure right now, then them trout are doing the same thing. And one, finally, one redfish, I wanted one to take home and eat for the night. And I saw this beautiful, gorgeous redfish, real copper. And she went for it. That was the only one that went for it. But when they get skittish like that, it's tough. And then also, I could see the trout in the potholes just sitting. They were just sitting way down on the bottom. Came across one in the morning when I was reeling in a smaller trout. It was probably about 15, you know, good slot fish. Big old trout was falling right next to it.
Oh, yeah.
And that was pretty neat to see. Not the first time I've seen that, but the one that was following up right behind it had to have been at least 20-21 range. It was a lot bigger than that smaller one. But when the water's clear like that, you can see, I know if I can see them, they can definitely see me. And that's the only downfall about fishing in water that's that clear. You know, I prefer it when it's chalky, a little bit chalkier, and you can really sneak up on them, especially when the wind is not blowing like it wasn't this week. It's tough when you get high pressure, no wind, clear water. That's tough. And of course, we're in a new moon this week, so our
time. Your favorite time.
It is. Yeah, I prefer, you know, for down in Mansfield, I like the tidal movement. I like the big tides and you see big tidal movement down there on a new moon and on a full moon, especially full moon.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of low water right now with these outgoings. They're a negative pull coming off a pretty good pull tide at night. And there's definitely some current right now, if you want it this time of year. All right, let me knock this break out. Rihanna, I'll be right back at you, girl. Hang with me.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:20 here in the Bayou City. Get some really beautiful deer pics in this morning. Steve in San Antonio sent me one of somebody he knows and killed a really good one up around Cotulla. Beautiful deer. Man, good mass. Huge brow tines. My goodness. Very nice. All right, Rihanna, we are back.
All right, Mickey.
I see you're already selling the Black Widow.
I am. Yeah,
been a year almost. I mean, when I came fishing with you this spring, that boat was fairly new. It was.
I think that was March. I want to say, and I got her in March. So
yeah, she didn't have many trips on it when we went with you.
Nope. She's got about 215 hours on her already. And
yeah, that's nothing for these rigs nowadays.
No, yeah, but I've learned that they're a lot easier to sell when they've got low hours and a lot of warranty. Seems like, of course, the high hours on these outboards really scares a lot of folks. And so I was advised to put it up on the market while it's got low hours and 5 years of warranty and hasn't had any issues and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I'll put it out there. So, the next boat, I'm going to get the same exact thing. Same build, same color, same everything.
Black Widow 2.
Black Widow number 2. Yeah. I would like to get a 300 on the next one, just to have a little extra horsepower when getting up, especially when it's fully loaded down. But that 250, I've had no issues.
No, that motor was strong. I mean, all of us in it, it got on plane good and,
absolutely
had some guts.
It did. Yeah. And, I think a lot of folks don't realize how shallow that thing can run. And so I'm running up on the flats in Mansfield, and it's very shallow. I want to say it's probably 6 to 8 inches. It ain't much. So I finally took a video showing how shallow I can run up there, just because I've had a lot of folks ask that question, you know, how shallow can it run and how shallow can it run on a plane? And I'm like, man, I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm going to take a video so I can show y'all. And I think it surprises a lot of folks, because when they think of V-hole, they think of Magnum. The Magnum has the pad,
on the back. It doesn't have the tunnel. The T, the 25T, is just like a Magnum, but it doesn't have the pad in the back. It's got a tunnel about halfway through that goes to the back. And that there is just a game changer, especially when you do like to run shallow or when you do like to get up a little bit skinnier. You know, and I like to get out and stab down for a wade, and I get out and it's just above my knee, which is about a foot and a half. It's a little over a foot and a half or so. And soft bottom, in soft bottom, you don't need much water to get up in that thing. It's a little over a foot. But in hard bottom, you need a little bit more water. You know, that hard packed sand like that you find in Baffin, you need a little bit more water just because that sand is so rough. And I don't like to get up and stuff like that. It's just like putting a sandpaper to your prop when you do that. So I always try to be easy on those propellers. And man, those things are not cheap. I put a new one on it right before the artificial showdown just because I wanted a little more extra RPMs. And usually what I'll do is I'll get in a good rotation with props. I'll get a new one. And the one that I've been running, I'll take it to a machine shop and have them recup it. And it just adds a little bit more RPMs. Because whenever, you know, if I'm running 4,000 RPMs and I'm only going 28 miles an hour, that ain't good. You're running
all
a lot
blow
of fuel.
And no go.
Yeah. I know one of the last trips I had in Mansfield earlier this year, I was still in the shell water and I was running a prop, and I had six guys on the boat with me. And that, you know, that was, of course, I had seven people including myself. We were fully loaded down. And I had that prop, and when I took it off to change it out, I was like, I don't know how I was running this thing. It was guzzling fuel. I wasn't getting nothing for gas mileage. Yeah. So, anyways, I like to get in a good rotation with those props, and I'm just running a four blade. It's a Mercury Racing prop. I think it was a 19 pitch that I'm running on the 250.
I run a Mercury Rev4
on
Honda, and I've got a Bauman, you know, tricked it out a little bit, put a Mansfield cup in it for me, and I get no blowout or anything, no matter whether I'm getting up or making good sharp turns in a bayou or something at high RPMs. It's like four-wheel drive for the boat. I'm probably losing 2 or 3 miles an hour on the top end, but I ain't a go fast guy anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah. That doesn't concern me either. 60's
plenty fast for me these days. Ooh, most of the time I'm going 30, 35. I hadn't found many fish running above 50.
Nope. Me neither. A lot of times, you know, when I'm usually it's before a tournament and I'll burn. I hate to do it. I don't like to burn, but you can do it in that 25T. Just put the trim tabs down and let the water shoot through that tunnel. Lift, you know, jack it up a little bit, and you can go 15 miles an hour and just look and see everything. And that's the beauty about that. I was running. That stuff in the shoal water, you know, that's how shallow the shoal water runs. Right before a tournament, or if I'm going to a specific area and I just want to look, you have the ability to do that in that boat. And of course, I've got my console built up, so it gives me a little leeway to be able to see being vertically challenged and all. I thought about getting
vertically challenged.
I thought about the next boat not having a lifted console. Yep, that's me. I like having that built-up console. It really allows for me to see a lot of things that might be hard to see without that foot of leverage, especially if I'm just cruising down a shoreline and I'm looking for bait. Sometimes it's hard to see, and it's amazing what that little bit of leverage can offer you. And so, and then of course the burn bar. The only time I use the burn bar is if I'm by myself and I'm sight casting. Sometimes I'll get drift trips, or you know, anglers want to just fish out of the boat with lures, and I'll stand up there. I'll stay out of their way. I'm up there. I'll tell them, hey, look, there's some redfish to, you know.
Yeah, that way you can see good. 10 yards to your right. Where to cast. Yeah. Pinpoint.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that is a good thing about having that. I can stay out of their way, and they have the whole deck to themselves, especially if it's a group of four or a group of three. I don't right. fish whenever I get clients that drift with me. A lot of times they're like, you're not fishing? I'm like, no. I said, I leave all the room to y'all. Y'all have it. This is y'all's deal. I'll stay out of your way, and I'll just, you know, do all the dirty work. So typically I don't bring my rods with me, because I'm always worried about them getting snagged and broken. And so that's why I just, I'll stand up there and look at all the redfish and trout and tell them where to cast. I really enjoy that sight casting. That's one of my favorite things to do when I'm not looking for big trout. And yeah. on days that we we've been having these clear, calm, visually picture perfect days, it's easy to do that.
Well, y'all's water temps, they got to be up 70 or better now, huh? Down
yep.
your way?
Yep, they've been around 70, 71, yeah. 70. Yeah, it's been warm. Later in the afternoon, with air temperature, you could very well wet wade comfortably, especially
doubt.
Up shallow. Yeah, it's getting hot, and I'm ready for another cold snap. I don't like it when it's like this. I prefer it to be overcast, drizzly, wind out of the north. One day this week we had a day like that, and I knew it. There was a little bit of chance of rain down south, and I just knew it could produce a good one. I just had a good feeling about it, and sure enough, caught some really good fish on that day. I was able to get some good footage of, a trout head shake, which it's hard to do that when you're in the moment. Of course, I had caught her on a soft line, so she was hooked. I wasn't worried that she was going to spit a hook. So, most of the times when they fully commit to a lure like that that's got trebles, and they get them kind of a little bit further down in their mouth, they really go crazy. They jump out of the water, tarpon mode. They do everything to get that lure out, and so that's a good time to get it, get footage of a head shake video. I finally did. It was not easy, but I got it. One of those cool slow motions I've been watching. I'm like, man, I can't believe I got that on video. A lot of people, and Kim, she's got those meta glasses where you can just speak to them and say meta record, and it records through the lens of those glasses.
Whatever
and,
you're looking at.
Right. And
that's cool.
A buddy of mine showed me.
Technology these days is crazy. I never even heard of those.
It's unreal, Mickey. I mean, even when I was told about it, I was like, no way. This is
no wonder
insane.
I'm seeing all these cool videos, because that's happening while I'm going, how are they recording that with their phone while they're fighting
right.
this fish in like that? Well, that explains
yeah.
it.
Yep, it's those meta glasses, and they're not real expensive. I think they're like anywhere between $300 to $400.
What is it, Bluetooth to your phone or something?
Correct. Yeah, they Bluetooth to your phone, and you can also get them a prescription. But what it does, I think there's an app, and all the footage that you take on those metaglasses is saved into that to that app, and then you can download it to your camera roll, whatever was taken on there, whatever you don't want, you can delete, blah blah blah. But I was shown the media, the pictures and videos that those glasses take, and it's actually very good quality. I was surprised to see the quality of the footage that it takes. It's
and they're called
quite
what?
Impressive.
Meta glasses?
Meta, yeah. It's,
yeah, M-E-T-A, and, Meta?
Mm-hmm, yep. Okay. And it's, I think they're actually Ray-Bans. They're Ray-Bans through, and then I guess Meta is like, you know, how Facebook Meta, you know, social media platforms, I believe that that's what it's linked to.
I got you.
But as far as the frames, the actual frames of the glasses, I believe they are Ray-Bans. So they're stylish. They look really good. So I'm going to have to get me some of those because I know this winter when Kim and I are going to be fishing, her and I fish a lot on our own whenever we're not booked.
Yeah.
We'll go out there. We'll fish all day long. She's got them glasses, and I'm like,
that's why
I need to get me some of
those videos I see. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Just
she's cheating
with,
she's cheating.
I know.
All right. Let me let me knock this break out. I'll be right back, Rihanna. Hang on a second.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. All right. It is 6:39. All right, Rihanna, we're back.
All right.
What
yeah,
are we
this
talking
fog,
about? There's... I already forgot. I answered some texts and everything. Lost my train of thought.
I did, too. I'm too busy looking at this fog here. It's gotten worse.
Yeah, it's bad.
This is intense here. I'm glad I'm not driving or on the water. This is thick. I can't even see.
Like this when I need to travel to South Texas.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long drive in the fog. I've done it before. It'll make a werewolf out of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did it one morning. Drove in on a weekend on a Saturday to fish down there and came through some fog like this here and some patches going through, I guess it's King Ranch, heading down south. And, it was scary. Here, all it takes is one deer or one nail guy to total your vehicle.
Or kill you. I mean, you hit a nail guy going fast, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. The first
Especially
car
if you're
I had.
In a smaller vehicle, you know, where they'll come through the windshield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a Dodge Charger, I don't know, it was like 10 years ago. And I was driving here on 771, and one came out right in front of me, totaled that car. And I wasn't going fast, I was going about 50.
Yeah.
Coming around the curve, big old bull nail guy came out and wrecked that car.
Did it kill him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we came back and field dressed it. Gutted it on the side of the road. And
you know, I've never eaten nail guy, but I heard they were good.
Oh, they're phenomenal.
I've never killed one or eaten any.
Once you eat nail guy, deer doesn't become as, it's not as tasteful. A deer is okay if you mix it with some good meat, but man, nail guy, you don't need to mix it with nothing. It's phenomenal.
Kind of like elk.
Yeah, elk is good too. Yep. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Years ago, old Captain Bob Fuston, Red Bandana Charters down there in Mansfield, his wife, Fran, hit a nail guy, and she was in like a, whether a Nissan now, but back then they were called like a Datsun 260, 280Zs, and she was in the hospital a long time. It like killed her.
Oh, my goodness. Must have been a big bull nail guy.
It was. And a smaller car, you know, low profile.
Yeah. I'm lucky. Whenever I made impact with that bull, that it didn't come through that windshield, because that Dodge Charger is a very low profile vehicle, and just hit it just right, to where it bounced off good. It didn't come through the windshield. It could have been way worse.
Right.
Real lucky on that one. but as the morning's going on, sunrise is coming up, this fog is getting even worse. I'm watching it come in. It's so thick. It's just unreal. This weekend, I'm fishing here in Baffin. I've got a 2-day trip, Saturday and Sunday. And I'm not all that thrilled about it, because I haven't been hearing about good results here in Baffin. It's slow from what I've heard, and it's just part of the season change. seems like every year it happens. When the bait moves out, you know, we get all these little changes in our weather. There's no consistency. Baffin can be.
I think we dropped our call. I didn't hear the pop. Pop her back and see if you can get her back up. You know, that's looking across the board here. You know, I'm still getting warnings on my phone. That fog's bad. Sound like all the, well, even inland, it's bad. Sound like coastal counties all the way down the coast of getting it. You know, Lynn had it. And I just got a text with a picture of a big old bull nail guy somebody killed. That's awesome. Well, it's almost as big as a horse, man. Big animal. It's something I've never hunted for before, so might have to try that out. Let me know when you get her back, Jace. It's getting a lot of text on, I've eaten all kinds of wild game. Seal is the worst I've ever eaten. Absolute best is Watusi. That's Steve from Galleria. Yeah, he's into exotics. All right, let's go back to Rihanna. All right, we're back. South Texas.
It's got to be the fog that's because it looks like I've got maybe one or two bars. And usually when it happens like this, self-service can be bad. This is what I'm saying about your Garmin or your Simrad can go out during this stuff. And that's a scary, scary thing. Can you hear me, Mickey?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. You're doing good.
Okay. It's all good deal.
Clear as a bell. For now.
Yeah, for now.
I mean, I didn't even hear the thump or the pop or anything. You just faded off.
Just went off.
Faded off in the fog.
Yep. Yeah. Where was I? Was
what are y'all
going to
do for Christmas this year? Catch big trout?
Catch big trout.
There
yeah,
you go.
I've got to go bring my boat because it's down in Mansfield. So I've got to go down there and bring it here to fish Baffin for those couple of days. And whenever I do that, I said, man, I'm just going to drive in early. Actually, I might stay the night because I don't want to drive in this fog if it's going to be foggy.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
No. So
how long,
I'll probably
how long
go
does that
the
take
before.
You to leave your house there at Revere and go to Baffin?
If I'm driving
I mean,
in
to
the
Mansfield,
truck,
rather.
Yeah, if I'm driving without towing, it's an hour and 5 minutes.
That's driving, not bad. Just, that's about like no. me pulling over to Sabine Lake, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Now, towing, I'm not driving 80, 85 yeah. down 77, but it's a little bit more of a longer drive. But, yeah, driving in the truck, and usually traffic is scooting pretty good down 77. I've made the drive in 45 minutes before. from Port Mansfield to here, so it's a pleasant drive. I mean, you just get on 77, take a left there in Raymondville, and you're there. It's pretty pleasant. So very fortunate to be as close as I am from here to there. So yeah, I've got to go down there to get my boat, and whenever I do, I'm just gonna fish. That day I had somebody that might want to fish with me that day, but I'm like, whether I'm booked or not, I'm going to fish down there see if I can get on a good bite. But yeah, Baffin, I haven't heard of anything spectacular happening here, and I haven't been here since mid-November, so
yeah,
it's been
down south a while now.
Yep. So I've been tootling down there, and I know whenever I left the last time we fished here, it was tough. It was very tough, and I was ready to get down south because I knew that it was more likely going to be a lot better. Bite was going to be a lot more consistent. We were going to see a lot more bait, and sure enough, that was true. And here in Baffin, I think they've moved out. Even Texas Parks and Wildlife, you know, I've heard a friend of mine, she's told me that they've went out trying to tag trout, and the last however many trips that they've been on, they haven't had any luck. So, and that's all they're looking for is a trout over 25 to tag. So, because she asked me, she's like, hey, have you been Baffin? Do you know where we can go to get on some good ones? And so when they're struggling, and they're all pretty good fishermen, they dissect areas pretty well whenever they go out there. Of course, fishing with all artificial
right.
And areas that are known to hold big trout. And so hearing that they haven't produced anything, it's a little discouraging, you know, I'll be honest. And of course the folks that are fishing with me this weekend, it's just on their bucket list. They want to fish down here. And I try to persuade them to go a little further south if you want. I have a better feeling about Mansfield right now than I do Baffin. And that's just me being honest. I haven't seen a whole lot of pictures or heard of folks catching decent fish. A buddy of mine came by yesterday, he, I don't know if you saw it, he gifted me this beautiful, it's a piece of worm rock that he had retrieved on one of his trips down here, Baffin, and he displayed it beautifully.
He's got a machine shop. Cool looking, man.
Yes. Yeah. So that shaft that's holding it up is actually a golf club driver shaft.
I thought that's what that was. That's cool.
Yeah. It was beautiful. I was so thrilled to receive that gift. But while he was here, we were talking about Baffin, and he keeps his boat down here at one of the little storage units here in Baffin, and he says he's been struggling here too when he does go out and fish. And I told him, I said, man, it seems like every year that I've been fishing here in Baffin, when we start getting those cold fronts, those big cold fronts, the first big cold front of October, usually it's late October when we get the first big one. Mm-hmm. From then on till when I come back in March, it's tough during that time. It's not consistent. And of course, if you're looking for consistency, man, it can be tough. It can be a grind. But I will say, this place can produce that one big bite that you're looking for.
And that's what everybody does it for. They're not going for numbers. They're looking for that one big bite, and that happens. I mean,
it can happen.
I think that week that Jim Wallace and Ed Steadman and all of them were down there, and Sellers, I think they fished all week long with very few bites, and then they had that one day where they caught, I forget how many fish they caught. Ronnie Sellers' stringer was, over 100 pounds, 10 fish, 112, wow. I don't know. It was giant.
Goodness. And
that's when Wallace caught the state record, and then, Ed Steadman had one that he thought went 13 pounds, and it almost did. It was just under 13. It was 12-something.
What time of the year was that?
That was, it was cold. They had fished with Cliff, and, I'm not sure. I'd be lying if I said. I know it was after December.
Okay.
And it was probably January. I think it might have been February.
Yeah, cold during the really cold months. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Baffin.
They fished all week, you know, 5 or 6 days for just a bite here and a bite there, and then that one day they just lit off and they caught all those big ones in one spot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's what dreams are made of. Damn, that's it. That area
there. That's what you go for right there. I mean, those guys, they were seasoned, they're big time fishermen, and they knew what they were looking for, and they found it.
Absolutely.
My gosh, they found it.
Gosh, yeah, that's one heck of a day. That's what dreams are made of. That's what the big trout dreams are made of right there.
Man, I saw those pictures. I kept going, my gosh. And it was pretty bizarre. That was awesome.
If you have some of those pictures, I'd love to see them.
I don't have them, but I know a guy that does. I bet he can text them to me and I can send them to you.
Oh, I would love to see them.
I bet Bob Hart's got those pictures or some of them.
Yeah, I'm sure those trout were holding a lot of weight during that time, seems like. And we've been catching a lot of trout here lately that have had smaller trout tails or mullet tails sticking out of their throat. And so they're already gorging. They're eating bigger profiles already. And of course right now we still have an abundance of bait, at least down in Mansfield we do.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Baffin, I'm not too sure. I guarantee
you. Cliff said he found a lot of bait this week, and they caught some nice fish. I think they had one guy had a monster on, and then he backed it up with a 6.5 or 7 pounder. So, I mean, it was. But they had a lot of bites, and not too bad.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's That's great.
Well, I gotta
to hear.
Go. Speaking of bites, I gotta bite out of here, man. Rihanna, I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and your sweet little daughter and everything. Y'all have a good time. Be safe over the holidays and catch me a 9-pounder. Send me a picture of it. I'll be in a deer stand.
Thank you. Thank you, Mickey. Merry Christmas to you and your family and to all of our listeners. And hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
I'm sure everybody is and hope they do. And hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming down and hooking up with you at Mansfield or Bath, and how they get hold of you, Rihanna.
You can reach me at 361-296-5400. I've got the 5th through the 8th open in January, so okay. Give me a call.
All right,
make
girl.
A wave.
We'll be seeing you. I'll talk to you next year. All right.
Yes, sir.
Later. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I'm heading south. Y'all have a good time while I'm gone and don't catch all my fish up. I'll see you next year.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.